He's worthy.
And before we sing our next song, let me share something with you. I believe it's time to share something. So, Colossians chapter number 3. I want to read one verse to you today just to encourage you in what we're trying to do. I believe it takes the preached word of God to be born again.
Amen.
I thank God for His word. But you know what? It don't take only preaching to get it. I believe it comes through song. Here's what the apostle said in verse number 16. He said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Now, hang with me here. He's talking about the word of God, I believe. The very words that brings life to each one of you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. But here's what he said. Teaching and admonishing one another in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Think about that. A song is a word put to music. Where the instrument is touched and a song begins, that's what the definition of a song is. David wrote a bunch of songs, and you'll find them in the Word of God. All of them put to music in the Jewish language. All of them sung. Songs, but then he said hymns. A hymn is a word that is a reverence in worship with music unto God. A song from our heart. And then he said a spiritual song. And I believe anything that goes up unto God ought to have a spirit behind it. Amen. There ought to be the Holy Spirit within that song that we offer up unto God our very earnest of praise. But the apostle said that we ought to teach and admonish one another in this way. Now, I've never thought about that just that way, but when he said teach, I believe he meant that. And I believe that we can learn as we open up our hearts and we share in song and hymn and spiritual song. I'm so glad that there's going to be singing in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. There won't be any preaching over there. No need for that. But bless God, they'll be singing. The Bible said that we'll sing a new song.
Amen.
Amen. To the one who's worthy, a song that the angels can't sing. That those that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God, will be able to sing forevermore. Don't you glad? Hey, there's some down here that wish they could sing. And there's some certainly that we hear and we just know God has blessed them to do that very thing. But I'll tell you, when we get over yonder, we'll all be able to sing.
Amen.
There won't be out singing, and there won't be any missing there. We're going to sing just, friend, as we were meant to from the very beginning. And I'm so grateful today that we've met. We've met for this reason today, to worship God. Amen. We haven't come to entertain our soul. This is our evening service. Amen. We've come to worship the King who is worthy. We want to try to do that today. We want to teach and admonish in hymns, in songs, and in spiritual songs. And I believe that God bless you in that. We'll put our heart in. Amen. Are you glad you're saved?
Amen.
You're
saved?
Amen. Amen. Let me give you an invitation right now. As we sing and as we do our best to lift up the precious name of Jesus, I want you to know that God so loved the world that He sent Him, that He might die in your place. Amen. A substitutionary death for those that were unworthy, sinners like you and I. That the Lamb of God would take on Himself the sins of the whole world and be crucified in your place. Amen. Aren't you glad that the Lamb of God chose to die for you, that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly? Bless His holy name. He loves you today and wants to save you. If you're lost, it makes no difference. You're a visitor. You join right in and just help us do our very best to exalt the precious name of the one who can save. We love you today. We're grateful to have this privilege. We're the New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. This particular church was a member of our association about 75 years ago. And since taken over by the park, but we come up here every year just to worship God and just to come back and share a spiritual heritage. And I love it. I thank God for it. So we want you to join in. Let's just do our best to honor God. If you need to shout, have at it. Amen. If you need to jump around, you do whatever God bids you to do. But let's not quench the spirit. Let's just worship Him today. So let's all stand as we sing again.